chalk it up to old age. I do have that frequency in my radio. Why I didn't go to it or check on it or scan it, or I guess it stopped on this one, so that's what I hung out on. So I do have that one. Yeah, so that makes me feel better, 443.625. Thank you for alerting me to what I have that I don't use much but should have went to if that one's the one that was working the best. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Yeah, Joe, there's a lot going on right now with all the local repeaters and all this linking and stuff, and sometimes we're now getting to the point as these things get more connectivity options, we're going to be getting into conditions where there can be a lot of overlap, and we're going to have to mitigate that. We're going to how to best control that. In the past, the FBI network of repeaters was connected up to the Central Michigan network of repeaters during, you know, green grass time, during times, you know, were just normal operation. And then when we went into we're debating on where to go with it from there, you know, whether to leave it during MyCon activations or whether or not to disconnect it to make it available for local ARFPC operations. There's all sorts of hurdles to get over to do that. You've got the but that Mount Clemens repeater, you'll normally hear 2.6 traffic on that repeater during the day. But during that net you were just on, which you may or may not start hearing on this VHF repeater, you'll always hear on that 443.625 repeater on Sunday afternoon. So just keep in mind, that's probably the best place to go for that until further notice.